It ain't the left side or the right side, then it must be the fin side.
Good evening, Dolphins fans. Welcome to another episode of On the Fence Side with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the Fansided Network and FinFanatic.com. Thank you all for joining our draft party there. We had a blast, and man, almost 25,000 views here over a 48-hour period. So we absolutely loved it. We had some great guests joining us there. And there was a big window there, Paul, between Hunter Long at pick 81 and Larnell Coleman from UMass at pick 231. The Dolphins had to wait 150 picks between pick the third round and the seventh round to take Larnell Coleman, the offensive tackle from UMass. A big, big prospect at 6'6", 307.
Yeah, it took a long time between Chris Greer's alma mater of BC and, Brian Flores' alma mater of BC and Chris Greer's alma mater of UMass to select some players there. I know we hopped back on live in the fifth round, all ready to go, ready to see who we were taking, thinking we were going to grab a center there or maybe go running back with some of the guys available, and then we traded into next year's fourth round pick with it, which, looking back, some of the things that I know we were bummed about were a little bit knee-jerk, and for me anyway, this did end up being a really good draft overall for the long term, and Larnell Coleman it is a solid pick for this team that maybe could spell the end of Jesse Davis.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I think now I've had some time to rest on that. Some of the picks I may not have liked as much at the time, I do a little bit more now. So we'll talk about that actually this weekend on Saturday morning, where we take a deeper dive into what we liked, what we maybe would have done a little bit differently. So Larnell Coleman, pick 231, acquired from the Texans here, the gift that keeps on giving. And when I watched him on tape, I watched three games of him. He is funny to watch because he is all arms and legs. I mean, this is a great athlete at 6'6", 307, wholly unrefined in every single way. I mean, he's somebody that UMass plays in a spread offense. It looks like he's blocking downhill and just charging at people and trying to knock him out of the way on every single play. So, but as far as a developmental tackle, Paul, I mean, that's what you want. You want somebody who has this size, who has this length, and, you know, okay, if he busts, you lose a mid-seventh round pick. But if you hit on something, you really have something.
Breaking news, Dolphins fans. This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your pubic service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they've successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the USA and Canada. The new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we're one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. The advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems as if Manscaped worked with Elon Musk's engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. The multifunctional on-off switch can engage a travel lock, created for people who like to travel, and it gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Remember, get 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code FANSIDED20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Yeah, I mean, Lance Zierlein wrote about it a little bit, and the fact that the really long arms that he has, and I apologize, I don't have the exact number in front of me,
For 36 1/4.
I knew you would bring that up. I know more about arm length this year than I ever wanted to.
Before you continue, of all the tackles drafted, 36 1/4 is he is a full inch longer than Alex Leatherwood, who has the second longest arm length. And yeah, I know I make a big deal out of it, but you know, you have to be able to block people off the edge with that arm length. And I'm not saying Coleman can do that right now, but physically he has the traits to.
Yeah, and Lance Zierlein was saying about how watching him play, you could see those long arms slow a lot of the pass rushers. He's definitely got a long way to go. There's a possibility with him that he does end up parked on the practice squad while they get his technique rolling and get it right. But the tools are all there for him to be somebody at this level. And I don't think he replaces Jesse Davis this year, but given the fact that he's a swing tackle that can play a few extra positions and DJ Fluker's on the roster, this is a guy that could spell the end of Jesse Davis, making potentially Michael Dieter the longest standing member of this Dolphins offensive line.
Wow, that's right. That would be incredible. I think that if the Dolphins get what they want in the offensive line, you're going to have the four either rookies or second year players starting. You're going to have Austin Jackson at left tackle, Kinley at left guard, Skura at center, Robert Hunt at right guard, and Eichenberg at right tackle. You can maybe flip Hunt and Eichenberg. And then I think behind them, you're going to have Dieter make the team. And then I don't know if Davis and Fluker make the team if both are backups, because they'd be making a lot more money. They'd be on the wrong side of 30. That's where the opportunity for Coleman that's where he'd be able to come in here, because he wouldn't have to step in immediately for any of those positions, because Dieter and either Fluker or Davis can cover all of them as backups. So Coleman can kind of just simmer there on the bottom of the roster.
And normally I'd agree with you, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I think it'll be at least a year when it comes to Jesse Davis, and that's for two reasons. For one, Davis was a captain last year with these offensive linemen. They all looked to him for leadership. They named him. And for two, I go back to something from last offseason, which I still dig the idea of. And that's, and I know we're talking about Larnell Coleman, but again, we're talking about his pathway to the roster here. Jesse Davis took a bunch of snaps in training camp last year at center. They just didn't have the time to work with and develop it. They have a full offseason this year. Their best potential offensive line, we already know Jesse Davis can play guard. We already know he can be that swing tackle. Not the greatest left tackle, but with a left-handed quarterback, I can live with it. And if you can add center to his repertoire, it's hard to remove him from this roster. He could end up unseating Dieter, and he'd be the longest-standing member of this offensive line.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, because hypothetically, you've got Skura, Dieter, and Jesse Davis who can play center. Yeah, I know he got a few snaps, but yeah, if you're looking to get your best five on the field, yeah, maybe he gets an opportunity. But he is 6'6", 6'7", pretty tall for a center. But, you know, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. Coleman, you know, just to piggyback on what we've been talking about here, the Bleacher Report compared him to Roderick Johnson. I actually like that comparison. Dane Brugler had him going not as an undrafted free agent, but actually in the sixth round. And he had a few really interesting things to say about him. He said, Coleman has the length for days and lasts on an island due to his quickness and body flexibility. However, he needs to weaponize his long arms and improve his timing and weight to transfer to better control defenders. Overall, Coleman is still raw in several areas and isn't ready for NFL reps, but issues are mostly coachable at his size, athleticism, and character. I think that's really well said, and it's a good breakdown of him. So, yeah, I like the pick here as a developmental tackle. I think you're right, Paul. I think he's going to end up probably on the practice squad. Overall, I like the pick. If I had to grade it, I'd give it a B or a B+.
For this point in the draft, to get somebody that has some long-term potential, I mean, you want one of two things in the seventh round, typically. You want long-term potential, or special teams or an absolute steal. One of three things. And he falls into that he's not going to be a special teamer and he's not really an absolute steal. He was projected somewhere in this range, but his long-term potential could move him into that steal category if Miami is able to develop him and this coaching staff does well with less and really is able to coach people up. So if anybody can get the most out of this kid, I think this coaching staff has a chance to do so.
And we'll leave it on that note with Larnell Coleman out of UMass, the Dolphins' seventh round pick, 231st overall acquired from the Texans. That's going to do it for our breakdown here. And you can catch Paul and I on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the Fansided Network and FinFanatic.com. I'm Brian Kett, NFL. Paul is Fanatic_Pick. If it's not on the right side and it's not on the left side, it is on the fence side.